first is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
World service bulletin. Out the glue.
request line is always open here at WRIR at 804-649-9737. Hello and welcome to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove right here on the mighty, mighty WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us, and I do mean you when I say that. And Global Agogo is sponsored in part by founding underwriter, the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. Information about the Modlin Center's brand new 2005-2006 season of music, theater, dance, and visual arts performances is available by calling them at 289-8980 or at their brand new, very nifty website, which is http://modlin.richmond.edu. Just go to your web browser and type in modlin.richmond.edu and go. And lots of really interesting stuff coming up in this fall and winter and spring season at the Modlin Center at the University of Richmond. And I have a guest with me today, Noah Scalin. You already heard from him a minute ago. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me back on.
Oh, it's great. And this time you're actually on the air, and we're in the air-conditioned second-floor studios
It's totally different than being in the basement and only being on the internet.
So yeah, it's fantastic.
I feel like I'm more real.
You're so much more real, I can't tell you. Let's tell people about what we're going to be doing here on today's show. It's a little different for me. It's actually a lot more humorous than I usually am.
I force the humor on you. Because we did the show before and I had a good time and I said, we got to do it again. Let's come up with a theme. And I had just been in Japan. And while I was there, I picked up a little bit of music. Not a lot, but a couple really fun things. And they happened to be TV show theme songs. And I thought, well, I love soundtracks, and it would be a good way to do some diverse stuff, but forcing us to work within a category. So I suggested that, and you seem pretty into it. So I was
psyched. Well, I'm easy, you know, because you have to do a show every week for 2 hours. You got to come up with ideas.
Right.
That's right. And so great fresh meat. I love that.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get started with some of this Japanese music.
I'll give a little hint about this first one. Now both of these CDs are entirely in Japanese, so we don't actually know the names of the discs. Where they're from other than Japan. So, but one of the reason I got this first one was that I went in about 1977 or 78, I picked up a 45 in Little Tokyo in California, and it was this great song. And I just happened to find a CD copy while I was in Japan. I was very excited by this. So I was in Real Tokyo, and so this is the first track. And as far as we know, it's from a show called Get a Robo.
Get a Robo, and we're going to hear two different songs. It's kind of like the introduction and the outroduction.
Exactly.
To Get a Robo right here on Global Agogo, where else but.
ゲッターロボだ。ゲッゲッゲッターゲッター3つの心が1つになれば1つの正義は100万パワー悪を許すな。 怒りが一直線にゲッターチェンジぶちかませ見たか変幻ゲッターロボだ。ゲッゲッゲッターゲッター3つの心が1つになれば 1つの勇気は100万パワー悪を倒すぞゲッタードリルゲッゲッゲッターゲッターロボ。 が虹を描き、ゲッターフライトどこまでも、見たか無敵のゲッターロボだ、ガッガッゲッターガッ、三つの心が一つになれば、一つの理想は百万パワー、悪を滅ぼせゲッタービーム、ゲッゲッゲッタゲッタロボ、朝が来なくてもいつの夢で輝かせ、ゲッタワン、ゲッタツー、ゲッタスリー、ゲッタロボは今日も行く、僕らを襲うメカザルルースの悪魔の日、ジャーガーライギグルベアよ走れ、今だ今こそ合体だ、空に血潮が流れても、ゲッタワン、ゲッタツー、ゲッタスリー、ゲッタロボは今日も飛ぶ、地の底揺るがし僕らを襲う悪魔の心の黒い爪、ゲッターチームの勇士よ走れ、今だ今こそ合体だ、青い大地を守るため、
97.3 FM WRIR.
Oh, のイサム今夜の少年イサムイサム
some unidentified Japanese
Your
TV.
Guess is as good as ours.
If you want to know all the information about those last three tracks, log on to our website, www.wrir.org, and we've got posted on the website under the Global Agogo story. Click Read More for the playlist, and you'll see all the information that we have about that track. Those
if
tracks,
you
not
speak
much.
Japanese, call us and right. tell us what they're called.
But anyway, three songs that are TV show theme songs from Japan. That last one was from some record that was put out by Toshiba Records in 1994, and we don't even know like what TV show it was.
No, it's part of a collection, and they were collected by years, so that was between 71 and 73. That's
okay.
all we know.
And but it had this kind of spaghetti western sound, but then of course it was sung in Japanese, which made it extra colorful. And before that, we heard the two theme songs from this is an actual anime show.
Yeah.
Something that you actually know about.
Yeah.
Right? Called Get a Robo.
As far as I know, I mean that's a Japanese name of it. Three
okay.
robots and they combine into one big robot. You know, the typical
right,
Japanese
yeah.
anime thing.
Cool. And that is on a record that was put out by Nippon Columbia in 1989, and we've got the actual catalog number, so if you really want to check that stuff out, you can find it. But I Google searched it, too, and all I could get was stuff in Japanese. It really didn't do me a lot of good. Anyway, you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. And Noah's got a public service announcement for us right now.
The Neighborhood Resource Center is a grassroots educational and cultural center fostering personal growth and community change in Greater Fulton Hill. GED, computer basics, yoga, art, and a young writer's studio are among the NRC's program offerings. The NRC is open during program hours. Information and program schedules are available by calling 804-864-5797 or emailing Mary Lou at nrc1@comcast.net.
Okay, and then we have this underwriting announcement here as well from Alley Cats. On Saturday, this coming Saturday, July 16th at Alley Cats, there is a voter awareness party called Down with the Conservative Agenda. The show features River City High with Dead by July and Vindication. Shows open at 5 p.m. and it's an all-ages show. More information is available by calling this number, 643-2816. Again, that's Saturday, July 16th at Alley Cats, a voter awareness party called Down with the Conservative Agenda. And we want to thank those folks for underwriting here at your community radio station, WRIR-LP. Okay, that last song had a kind of spaghetti western feel, so that led us into putting together a set of music from some of the great Italian film composers. We're going to start with something by Ennio Morricone. And this, what movie is this from? I don't even know. It's from, looking at the notes here, it's from a movie called Gunfight and Red Sands, Duela del Texas.
Sadly, I've not seen that.
I don't know anything about that, but this is just a great song. It's performed by Peter Tevis, and it's called A Gringo Like Me by the great Ennio Morricone here on Global Agogo. Check it out.
keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone. There's just one kind of man that you can trust. That's a dead man or a gringo like me. Be the first one to fire. Every man is a liar. There's just one kind of man who tells the truth. That's a dead man or a gringo like me. Don't be a fool for a smile or a kiss, or your bullet might miss. Keep your eye on your goal. There's just one rule that can save you your life. It's a hand on your knife and the devil in your soul. Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone. There's just one kind of man that you can trust. That's a dead man or a gringo like me. Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone. There's just one kind of man that you can trust. That's a dead man or a gringo like me. Or a gringo like me. Or a gringo like me. Like me.
Listening to Global Agogo on WRIR 97.3 FM. Thank you.
define. We define. We can fight.
97.3 WRIR. That is Peter Hamilton.
Doing a little go-go for Global Agogo.
That's right. And that song is called Desert Heat. What do you know about that, if anything?
Not much. The Phase 6 Super Stereo, is that what that collection is called? Came from Italy. And it's apparently a collection of very obscure movie soundtracks that this one company would put out. All go-go music and a lot of covers. So we're sort of going on a covers theme since we were doing this Ennio Morricone set.
Right.
Mostly before that. Everything before that, actually, that was Italian sounding, aside from the Japanese track.
Yeah, you want to run that down for us here?
Yeah, let's see what we had here, if I can read your handwriting.
Yeah.
We had The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, but that was being performed by
the Willem Bruker Collective, which is a jazz, medium-sized jazz ensemble, about 10 pieces, from Rotterdam, the Netherlands. It's one of my very favorite jazz groups.
It sounded pretty close to the original until part way in, then I'm like, oh, wait, that's not it.
Yeah.
So it was nice. I liked that a lot. And then the actual Fistful of Dollars theme song. And then it was followed by John Zorn's version of The Sicilian Clan. And we don't know what film that was from unless it was from a film called The Sicilian Clan.
But if you know, you can call us at 649-9737 and enlighten us. But that's from John Zorn's classic recording, Naked City.
Yes, Naked City. Well, actually, that was the name of the group. John Zorn was part of that, so I should correct that.
And Bill Frisell.
Fred Frith. Wayne Horvitz.
Joey Barron from Richmond is on that.
And Yamatsuka Ai, which you didn't hear on that track, who's from the Boredoms.
Okay. And let's see, was there anything else we had in that set? Oh, and the Gringo Like Me.
Right.
Which we already have gotten one comment about on the website. It is a little bloodthirsty of a song, but
maybe not with the spirit of WRIR, but I actually heard it on an anti-gun site, so I guess you can use it as propaganda either way.
Or humor or whatever. And you're listening to a very special soundtracks, global soundtracks edition of Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on the mighty, mighty WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. And we've been doing some transmitter and antenna maintenance today, so if you tried to listen to us this afternoon in the like 3 and 4 o'clock hours, you may have heard us being off the air again. That wasn't a mistake. That was us actually having to turn off the transmitter.
Wow.
Whoa, excuse me.
Sort of having excitement.
There's a little technical difficulty
that
there.
That CD wants to be played.
It does.
It was doing that without anyone touching it.
Yeah.
So it was kind of
anyway, so back to the antenna. Chris Maxwell was up there today doing some rewiring and repointing it, and hopefully that's going to make the signal a little bit clearer. So if you are receiving us better, particularly in the West End, starting today than you were before, that's the reason why, is because of what we were doing to the antenna today. But give us a call and let us know if it is coming in better, particularly out in the West. Again, it's 649-9737. And WRIR is proud to thank the generous underwriting contributions of our founding underwriter, Sticky Rice, serving Asian-American sushi and tater tots since last century. Sticky Rice, located at 2232 West Main Street on the corner of Main and Strawberry, is a destination spot in the fan. Artful Asian interior, beautiful staff, and fresh creative entrees are available for lunch Monday through Friday and dinner 7 nights per week. And their sushi chefs are also available for catering events. More information can be obtained from Sticky Rice at 358-7870. And if you're enjoying this program, which I certainly do hope that you are, I want to make sure that you're aware that the one program we have on the station that is plays the kinds of stuff that I'm playing right now all the time is a show called The Ming from Mongo Show. And it's on every Sunday night from 9 until 11 p.m. Ming himself is going to be on hiatus this week. He's going to be filled in for by our friend Bill, who longtime host of Stunted Development, a program that is no longer on the station due to Bill's inavailability. But he will be in on Sunday from 9 until 11 p.m. playing you all kinds of freeform, wacky stuff, very much like the kinds of things that I'm playing today. So if you like this, make sure that you tune in on Sunday at 9 for the Ming from Mongo Show with special guest DJ Bill. Okay, now where are we going from here?
We're segueing from Italy to
The U.S. of A. All to right. the mean streets of the U.S. of A. And, you know, I played this artist last week on my show, but I got to play him again because it fits in here so well, and I just love his music. This is Curtis Mayfield, and it's from the soundtrack of the great, great movie Superfly. Check it out.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Curtis, and I'm so glad that I've got my own, you know, so glad that I can see. I've got a natural hide. The man can't put no thing on me, and he can't put no thing on you either. Keep your nose clean. Don't be no junkie. Remember, Freddy's dead.
97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, WRIR.
Thank you.
7.3 WRIR.
Once upon a time in Kingston Town, there was a little boy named Bond, James Bond. James always had a thing about wanting to be a secret agent. He would sit in the classroom at school and daydream about all the missions he would be sent on and all the different countries he could go spying, instead of listening to the teacher. After school, James would walk home and pretend to be calling HQ on the two-way radio he imagined he had hidden in the heel of his shoe, unbeknown to anybody else, of course. At the end of the day, he would lay down on his bed, announce to himself that mission had been accomplished, and before his mum yelled for him to put the light out, he would dream of standing before Her Majesty the Queen, wryly proclaiming, "In case there's trouble, or we're under attack, have no fear, because Bond is black."
And that's Barry Adamson here on Global Agogo, our special soundtracks show. And
Actually, this is the beginning of the James Bond set.
Yeah, that's right.
That was the first. We were coming out of a sort of a, what was it, samba, and then we had some. What would you call the song before that? Kind of a.
Let's just run them down right here, and we'll explain it for people as we go. That's Barry Adamson. He was in the band Magazine,
and the story, from what I understand, is he really wanted to make soundtracks, and basically couldn't get a job doing it. Nobody would hire him. And so he just started making albums of soundtrack music, and this was his homage to John Barry, who was a big fan of. And apparently, the original James Bond theme had some more sort of Jamaican quality to it, and they toned it down for the movies. That's what I heard about it. And so this was his sort of way of taking it back to what it should have been like. Apparently, so that was his take on.
That's really interesting. I had no idea about that.
At least that's what I heard.
Could be wrong. And Barry Adamson, one of the unusual. Black British new wave musicians. Yeah, maybe the only one, right?
And the good part about the whole story is that he did eventually get to do soundtracks from making these fake soundtracks. So
because he had put this whole body of work together, and then people said,
I guess he can do it
as well as anybody else can, right? So. And so before that, from one of the all time great soundtracks, the movie The Harder They Come, we heard the Slickers. Is that right? That song is called Johnny Too Bad. That's, I guess, my favorite song from The Harder They Come. And before that, we heard from Tim Maia, who's a Brazilian singer, and doing a style of music that's called Samba Soul that you hear a lot of on this program. And that's a song called No Caminho do Bem, and that is found on the City of God soundtrack. The song is actually from the 70s, and so they went and got the original to play in that movie, which just came out a few years ago. And then we had Curtis Mayfield before that, and doing Pusher Man from Superfly. And we also got to hear a radio spot.
Really terrific.
That Curtis Mayfield cut as like a PSA, telling kids not to use drugs because Freddie is dead.
That's right.
And there's a couple of them. There's a reissue of the Superfly soundtrack on Rhino Records. And it comes with a whole bunch of extra stuff, and it's got two of these PSAs in there. And it's something I've just always wanted to play on the radio, and today was the perfect day for it. And you are listening to the mighty, mighty WRIR LP, 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. This program is Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, and you can hear it every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on your community radio station. And Global Agogo is sponsored in part by the visionary founding underwriter, the Maudlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. And more information about the Maudlin Center's newly announced 2005-2006 season, with music, theater, dance, and visual arts performances running from September through, I think May or something, is available by going to their new website, maudlin.richmond.edu, or calling them at 289-8980. Our friends and underwriters, the Maudlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. And, well, now it's time to do the James Bond stuff. I mean, we couldn't really get out of this show without doing...
It's inevitable.
Yeah.
And we tried hard not to only play the theme song, so... and we could have.
Yeah, that's right. And the only other time we're going to play the theme song in here, it's going to be quite different from what you usually expect. But before we get to that, we're going to play something that maybe is more like what you would expect. And here is Lulu singing The Man with the Golden Gun. You got to love this.
Charges a million a shot.
Listening to Global Agogo on WRIR 97.3 FM. 97.3 WRIR. That's one that a lot of you will recognize.
Right? Hopefully.
Yeah. That's from the soundtrack of the movie Amelie. It's called Le Jour Triste. And the artist there is Jan Tiersen. And
we've somehow segued out of the mean streets of, England, I guess, with James Bond into France.
Yeah.
So as we continue our trek around the world with movie soundtracks.
Right here on Global Go-Go, where we play, do you want to say it? Music from around the world.
I don't know how to say
in the universal language of groove. There you go. It's easy for me. I can do it in my sleep, you know.
Sure.
On the mighty, mighty WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. It's great to have you guys aboard. Here we're here every Friday from 5 to 7. My guest today is Noah Scalin, and he has contributed this fantastic theme of soundtracks from around the world. And has contributed probably 75% of the music here. And I've just picked a few things that I like just to make it sound like it's my show. And so we're having a great time. Noah, let's do some underwriting.
All right. Global Go-Go is sponsored by Need Supply Company in Carytown, which carries a massive selection of denim, including Seven of All Mankind, Citizens of Humanity, and Diesel, as well as a full range of men's and women's clothing, accessories, and shoes to go with it. Need Supply also quite enjoys forcing the on-air personalities, apparently that's me, to read, "I'm a little teapot, short and stout. This is my handle, and this is my spout." Need Supply Company in Carytown, a company supplying what you need, except perhaps teapots.
Okay. And this announcement from Richmond Peace Education Center, the Family Peace Festival promotes unity and diversity among cultures and faiths by teaching families how to live a more peaceful life. The festival occurs September 10th from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. and concludes with a concert by PBS's Virginia Currents host, May Lily Lee. The festival committee seeks Richmond companies to help launch this event. The companies and organizations must be dedicated to making a positive impact within the community. Sponsorship will help cover advertising, volunteer t-shirts, and performers' fees. More information is available by contacting the Richmond Peace Education Center at 232-1002 or Pam Strickler at 233-4116. And let's get back to the music here. We've got about 40 minutes left in the program.
Do we want to review what the last few tracks
were? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I guess we didn't do that yet, right? Yeah. Oh, sorry. Before, totally slipped my mind. Before the song from the Amelie soundtrack, we heard a brief one-minute cut from One Ring Zero, former Richmonders, Michael Hurst, Joshua Camp, and that is the theme to the Pumpkin Pie Show, which is a theater piece that they've been doing for years with Clay McLeod Chapman. And if you ever get to see it, it's fantastic. They put out an album in 2002 of music from it. It's called Interludes and Outtakes from the Pumpkin Pie Show from One Ring Zero. They're now living in Brooklyn, New York. Before that, we heard Faith No More.
Is that probably the only time you've ever played Faith No More on your show? I've got to imagine you've never.
Undoubtedly. Yeah, undoubtedly.
Probably never again.
But actually a fine band.
Oh, yeah. I love them. And what's terrific is that this cover is of the Midnight Cowboy soundtrack, and it's a John Barry tune. So it fit in the James Bond theme. You just might not have realized it.
Yeah, so John Barry, the guy who wrote much of the James Bond movie music and also wrote the theme from Midnight Cowboy, a great movie, by the way. And then before that, we heard the 007 James Bond theme as performed by Fanfare Ciocărlia, which is a Balkan brass band from Romania. And that's from a brand new record of theirs. It's called Gili Garabdi, and it just came out, and it's getting a lot of airplay on this station because it's really cool music. And you got to like what they did to the James Bond theme song.
Pretty terrific.
Particularly with the vocals. And we started out with Lulu singing the theme song from The Man with the Golden Gun from 1974.
And you might know her from the theme to Sir with Love.
Right.
Which is probably the
most famous. Yeah. Okay, now we'll go to the next set. And here's a guy who has just writes nothing but soundtrack music anymore, although he had a band that was called Oingo Boingo at one point. But I guess, give a little background to this recording, because this is before Oingo Boingo, right?
I think this may be the first incarnation, because it's actually called The Mystical Knights of the Oingo Boingo. And I think it was created specifically for this film, which is The Forbidden Zone. So this is Danny Elfman, who now does all these soundtracks and was part of Oingo Boingo. And this is his brother's directorial debut.
Oh, okay.
And he also went on to direct a film called Shrunken Heads, which probably very few people other than me has seen.
And Danny Elfman has done the soundtrack to...
Oh, gosh, everything. Batman, Pee-wee Herman, just about...
That's about anything that you can think of. So let's get that. Let's get this started up here. It's Danny Elfman and Forbidden Zone from The Mystical Knights of the Oingo Boingo. Hope you enjoy this.
We'll be right back. Life is so beautiful. For some, more than others. Every breath, every day of our lives, fishing.
FM, WRIR, Richmond, Indie Radio.
पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो
जाए आती है शाम जवा यूं ना चली जाए फिर से ना आएगी या किसी के बुलाए फिर से ना आएगी या किसी के बुलाए फिर से ना आएगी या किसी के बुलाए जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख ना चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो बोलो ये ना बोलो तुम हो गए इशारे सीधी सीधी चोट हुई दिल पे हमारे सीधी सीधी चोट हुई दिल पे हमारे सीधी सीधी चोट हुई दिल पे हमारे जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख ना चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो
97.3 WRIR. Fishing. That's the theme song from Fishing with John, with John Lurie, the totally inexplicable TV series that he did a few years ago. That's available on video and DVD now. You can rent that and check it out. John Lurie takes his friends Tom Waits, Jim Jarmusch, Willem Dafoe, etc., fishing. A bunch of guys that know nothing about fishing. But
now, if you thought this show couldn't get more eclectic, I think this last set pretty much covered the entire gamut.
Now, what did we hear before Fishing with John?
So that, well, you know, you might have thought it came from Austin Powers, but this was the real deal. This is Klaus and Uschi, and with the song Young Stud. And we don't know a lot about this. We're assuming it comes from a German perhaps porn film, but we don't know this for sure. It came from a collection called Nymphomania, which is a collection of sexy European go-go music from the 60s, and several of the tracks are soundtracks, including something from Claudine 69 and Knights of Sin, and my favorite, Danger in Go-Go Boots. And it was on the Sexy Hexy label from Germany, and it's actually a CDR. So it was actually so it's like it's pretty lo-fi stuff, and I think it was part of also promoting a dance night in New York at the time when it came out. So so we're just guessing at that one as well. Before that, we heard actually this one was one of your tracks, the No Smoking Orchestra.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's Daddy Don't Ever Die on Friday, and it's from the movie Black Cat, White Cat by Emir Kusturica, and the band there is Emir Kusturica's rock band. They're called the No Smoking Orchestra.
And what is that movie about?
It's about gypsies.
Okay, sounds about right.
Yeah, and No Smoking Orchestra, they're from Sarajevo, and great band, and really, Emir Kusturica's movies, they're all worth seeing.
And what was before that?
Mohammed Rafi, and that's a song that is from two different soundtracks, right?
That's right. So originally, let's see, does it say? It doesn't say where this was from originally, but it was a Bollywood film, Bollywood musical, and sounds what about the 60s, early 70s?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And but also, a lot of people are probably more familiar with it from the Ghost World soundtrack. Came out a few years back, and that was based on the comic book Ghost World.
Right, and that's the scene where they're watching the Bollywood movie on TV. And that's the song that everybody is dancing to. It's called Jan Panahanho. I think I'm saying that right. And it's been anthologized on a CD of all Bollywood soundtrack songs. That's called, and I love the title of this CD, it's called Doob Doob Arama. I have no idea why.
And there's a second album, too. So if you feel like
Doob Doob Arama 2?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Electric Boogaloo. Actually, it doesn't say that.
It's on Normal Records. And then we also heard from a great compilation record that was done by a guy named Hal Wilner, who's the producer. It's called Stay Awake, and it's lots of different artists interpreting music from Walt Disney movies. And the track that we heard was Pink Elephants on Parade as performed by the Sun Ra Orchestra.
And Sun Ra was still part of the orchestra back then.
Yeah, that's right. So. And we started off the set with Danny Elfman and the Mystic Knights of the Oingo Boingo.
We have a little bit of trivia, too, because not only was that last soundtrack from two different films, but this soundtrack features an actor that was in two of the films that we featured soundtracks from. Boy, that was complicated.
Really? But, and who's that?
And that was Hervé Villechaize, better known as Tattoo from...
Bess.
Yes.
Bess. De Plaid.
From... what is that called? Fantasy Island. Right. So he was in The Forbidden Zone, and he also appeared in The Man with the Golden Gun. So there you go.
That's right. That's right. I saw his picture on the jacket there. That's right. I want to see him dunk a basketball. Hey, you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove right here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. And this program is brought to you due to the generous contributions of our founding underwriter, Sticky Rice, serving Asian American sushi and tater tots since last century. Sticky Rice, located at 2232 West Main Street on the corner of Main and Strawberry, is a destination spot in the fan. Artful Asian interior, beautiful staff, and fresh creative entrees are available for lunch Monday through Friday and for dinner 7 nights per week. And you can hire their sushi chefs for your catering events as well. If you'd like more information from Sticky Rice, you can get it at this number, 358-7870. And it's coming in on 6:45 here on Eastern Time here in Richmond, Virginia, USA. So we've got about 15 more minutes in the show. Let me tell you what's coming up here on WRIR the rest of the evening after this program ends at 7. It's Beep Ah Fresh with Chuck B and Hoodrich, urban dance music, hip-hop, drum and bass, dance hall, go-go, all kinds of stuff that they spin. Great program. Stay tuned for that from 7 to 9. And then from 9 to 11, 2 hours of hip-hop with Logan and Crames. It's called The Vinyl Cartel. And then at 11 o'clock, we go into 4 hours of loud rock. St. John the Baptist with St. John himself and Bill Porter are on from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. And then from 1 to 3, it's our punk show, Screams from the Gutter, with DJ CJ. And then you go all night here on WRIR with the all-nighter from 3 to 6 a.m. And stay with us, if you're still with us, Saturday at 6 a.m., a brand new program only in its second week on Saturday starting at 6 a.m. called Intertribal Native American Music with Tall Feathers is the host, and that's going to be a fascinating program to have on the station. So all kinds of great music here on your community radio station, WRIR. Okay, let's shut up, play some music. Actually, we're not going to play music. We're going to play you a trailer from a soundtrack here, and let's not even introduce it. Let's just play it, and you guys enjoy it, okay?
Seven beautiful co-eds are on a special project for their college. They're spending the weekend at the mansion of a recently deceased college benefactor. They expect a weekend of fun-filled partying. Until evil forces take control and turn them into... Girl School Screamers! What is the secret that brought on this onslaught of fear and terror? One of them is possessed by a soul from the past. Prepare yourself to be frightened like you've never been frightened before. Prepare yourself to be horrified like you've never been horrified before. Prepare yourself to be shocked like you've never been shocked before. Prepare yourself for Girl School Screamers! The gut-wrenching nightmare of fright. There is no safe place in Girl School Screamers! And there is no escape. How much pure terror can you stand? If you love to be scared, if you love to scream, scream away at Girl School Screamers, the finishing school that finishes you off. Rated R.
97.3 WRIR.
Thank you.
that is some very psychedelic music.
Well, we couldn't end the show without some horror soundtracks to complete the picture.
So that band is called Goblin. Tell me about that.
I don't know a lot about them. They had rotating members, a group from Italy, and they lasted a long time. They mostly did soundtracks for Dario Argento, a very famous Italian horror movie director. But they also did a couple other soundtracks, including, I think, was it Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, really?
Original soundtrack.
Okay.
Or maybe it was the Italian release of it, but they did appear on that. And that one was actually from Suspiria. That's the theme song from Suspiria, which is an absolutely terrific, very frightening film. If you get a chance, definitely check it out.
And more than a passing resemblance, I thought, to Tubular Bells,
yes,
by Mike Oldfield.
Yeah. Equally creepy and 60s.
Okay.
Or 70s.
And then we played a trailer, like about a two-minute trailer, of a movie called Girl School Screamers, which sounds like it's probably not very scary.
Yeah, probably not even worth seeing. But you know, if you're into the schlock B movies, you're gonna probably like it. It was actually a release by Troma, famous for The Toxic Avenger, and I used to work there, and that CD came from their private collection. So
it's called Toxic Tunes. Tunes from Tromaville.
And that actually was a Netherlands release, that album.
Okay, well anyway, so Girl School Screamers there, and the title track from Suspiria. And that brings us to the end of another edition of Global Agogo, and this has been a particularly special edition here with my friend and guest host for the day, Noah Scalin. Noah, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is really a gas, and we'll do another one with a totally different theme again sometime soon. But I hope you guys out there in Radio Land all enjoyed that, and it was a lot of fun for us to do and for us to pull all the different tracks together for that. One more announcement to make. Global Agogo is sponsored in part by founding underwriter the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. Information about the Modlin Center and their upcoming 2005-2006 music, theater, dance, and visual arts performance season is available by calling them at 289-8980 or by visiting them on the web at their new website, modlin.richmond.edu. They've got a big, exciting schedule coming up starting in September. You can buy season tickets for the events that you like right now and get the dates on your calendar for the things that you want to see. A lot of cool things there, but I won't tell you. I'll just tell you that if you want to know more about it, go to modlin.richmond.edu. And thanks for the folks at the Modlin Center for continuing to be an underwriter here at the mighty, mighty WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. We're going to take it out here and take it into Beep Ah Fresh with Chuck B on the ones and twos, and he's got the ones and twos all set up and ready to go. And we're going to give him some beats to go out with. No, you want to tell
him? Yeah, we're closing
about
out with the Propeller Heads doing another... we're doing another James Bond cover. This one is On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
All right, and we'll take it away here, and I will see you guys in 2 weeks because I'm on vacation this coming week. Tune back in next Friday, and you will hear DJ Steve, who does Sunday Morning Salsa. He'll be sitting in for me. He'll be playing 2 hours of Latin dance music, salsa, merengue, cha-cha-cha, bachata, and all kinds of other stuff. So definitely tune in for that, and you can check him out on Sundays, 9 to 11 a.m., as well. DJ Steve in for me. So I will see you guys in 2 weeks.
And I'll be back one of these days.
All righty.